people, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Let's talk about who should pay. So...
Oh, you should pay. Of course, Anna Marie, you should pay.
I will always
pay. Every time.
The genie has magical powers that will
always
pay every time.
The genie can just make money. I wish for $1 million.
Dun, dun.
I wish I had some money.
You'll never have a friend like me.
Was that? Oh, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss. The team bazaar. Whatever you wish, it's yours. Treat me. Wish.
In my case, it's either been like Dutch or the guy just pays. That's been my case.
I think it's really gentlemanly, though, if the guy always offers to pay on the first date. Unless you get to that point in the conversation where you're just all like, yeah, it's a mutual, this isn't going to work, and you guys split the bill and never see each other again, then that's different. But if you expect to see her again, guys, you should pay the first date.
Yeah, but then after that, it's Dutch, and I prefer the... I pay this time, you pay next time kind of thing. Not the let's split the bill in half because that feels a little too businesslike.
Yeah.
But like, hey, I'll get this one. You get the next one. And see, then that also encourages you to get back together because, well, if I paid this time, then if I don't have a second date, I'm not going to get my money back. My gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta do a second date just so I can make her pay. Seriously.
Oh, and quick tip, actually, back to that conversation. Please, guys,
in good fun.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah.
Movie tips. What's a good movie tip in the early dating process? Not in the first date, because you gotta have a conversation first,
no, you
for
get
sure.
To know each other first.
You probably not. You probably shouldn't time. Go to the movies maybe until a third or fourth
date. No, look, movies are a fine date. It's just that when you're starting to get to know people, you need more than just the movies. So, like, you need a two-part date. Some of my, like, you know, early dates would have included, you know, going out for dinner, then doing a movie, and then, like, afterwards, going to a, you know, Steak and Shake or something like that for another,
like a milkshake.
Dinner and then a movie, or coffee and then a movie, but something that gives you a chance
drinks.
To talk.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Then you can talk about the movie.
Well, no.
And that's your conversation starter, by the way.
But I think, though, that you need to have something before the movie. You need to not just meet at the movie because you need to build up that connection first. Mm-hmm. And then what you're talking about, the drinks after the movie, now that's perfect for the situation where, you know, you enjoyed the movie and now you want to talk about it. And so you get to extend the date, whereas the date was only originally set to be, you know, coffee, then movie, or dinner, then movie. Okay. And now, well, what do you do? We're finished. We could go home, but we're enjoying ourselves. Let's continue this. And now, you know, it feels more organic that way.
There you go.
Absolutely.
That's good, yeah. So that's a wrap, y'all, and I hope you enjoyed this video and you got some insight and some perspective, mateys. And I'm your GM here to help. That's for sure. Please do like, subscribe, and comment below. Please, you handsome men, you beautiful women that are watching. Multiple books a day keeps cranking its way. And creativity is the solution, people. That is the solution. Okay, bye.
Aloha.